Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. We are so thrilled that you've joined us on this day. It is a great day to be alive. It's a great day. We need to praise God and say hallelujah, glory to his name. Let the joy of the Lord fill your spirit all day long today. I tell you what, God is good. And we just need to praise God for it. Amen. There's sometimes we get to the place where we're so down and so discouraged and so depressed and so anxious and so we begin to fret over different things. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is being a fretful nation. I just believe there's people today that are out there listening that are fretting. And they're trying to figure out, you know, what is going on in my life. And if you turn to 37th chapter of Psalms, we want to read some verses there. And Paul is going to read those, and verses 1, and then we'll read 5, 6, 7, and 8, I believe it is, and 23, and then 28. So, Paul, if you're ready, let's read those verses, okay?
Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from danger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off.
23 and 28?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, you already read all those?
Yeah.
What does 28 say again? I want to hear that. Did it mess you up there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't close the book, because I may have you read those again.
Okay.
All right?
For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off.
Okay. Praise God. Lord, as we come before you, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the word. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you open up our ears to hear your word. Anoint this tongue, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay, Lord. And anoint, oh, let the power of God flow through this microphone and out to wherever it is around the world. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that we look at, and I think the thing that bothers a lot of people is that they get fretful. And I know that I've been fretful, and we begin to pace the floor, and we begin to be upset. And, you know, it doesn't help us to be that way. I know that many people just, I've been to that place where that, you know, that I was anxious, and I was fretful, and I thought, well, what is going to happen, you know, if I do this or I do that? And I just, you know, it doesn't do us any good to be worrisome. In other words, to be worried, to be anxious, to let the anxiety rise up within us. I know that many people have that, let those anxiety attacks, and they have to go to the doctor, and they get some medication, and then try to calm themselves and what have you, and you know, they get hooked on drugs and antidepressants and what have you. And it just, you know, it just compounds everything. But in this scripture here, it says for us not to fret, not to be anxious, not to be worrisome. And he says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, sometimes we just got to get to the place where that we're willing to just trust in the Lord and relax. And, you know, in another scripture, he says that we're to rest in his presence and just let him be the one. Let him carry your burdens again. You know, so many times we allow ourselves to carry the burden when we need to turn it over to the Lord. He says to give, you know, let me carry your burdens. Sometimes it is hard for us to say, okay, I'm going to turn it over to you. Then we go right back and we pick it right back up and we say, oh, I gotta worry about this. I gotta, you know, instead of just giving it to the Lord and let him carry it. It's difficult for us. As Americans, seem like we're so prone to worry about it and be anxious. And I know that I've been that way for many years. I've allowed, you know, those things to take place in my life, and I worry about it, and I fret over it. I wonder where the next paycheck is going to come from. And, you know, I know there's people that never worry about anything, you know, seemingly. But, you know, I was a person that basically would worry about it, and I would be very fretful, and I'd start, you know, having anxiety attacks, and I would get to the place where, you know, that I just needed to shut myself in and just start praying and turn it over to the Lord. A lot of times that's what we got to do, is just pray. They say that prayer is the best thing that you can do, is because you get past that area of worrying about it. You get it out of your subconscious and you start meditating on the Lord. And that's the thing we got to do. We got to meditate on the Lord. That's what he says in Psalms. He says to meditate on the Word. And if we'll do the meditation, I tell you what, God will bless you. God will bring you out of that anxiety and bring you out of being fretful. You know, he says, if we'll do that, trust in the Lord, and he will direct thy path. You know, that's so interesting when you think about it. He will direct my path. Yes, he will direct every step. If we will delight ourselves in him, if we will trust in him, he will lead you and guide you. And in Proverbs, he says, you know, in the third chapter, verses 5 and 6, I believe it is, he says, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And, you know, if we will do that, we will get to the place where we will not have the anxiety and be fretful. But we've got to trust in the Lord. He is our director. He is our one that places our foot every step of the way. In other words, we're to, you know, let him place our feet. And, you know, so many times, you know, when I read different books and what have you, and they talk about, you know, going on mountain trails and riding horses in different places, and they look down and they away from the you know, along the trail, and they see that they're several hundred feet above the bottom of the, you know, the land down there. And it's scary when they look down. And, you know, a lot of times if we keep looking down, we're never going to rise above the problems that we have. That's why he tells us to keep looking up. Look up. And for your redemption draweth nigh. If we will look up, I just believe the Lord will bless you. You just gotta hold on and keep looking up. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, when you're so depressed, you're at the end of your rope. You know, I tell people, I says, well, the best thing to do is to tie a knot in the end of that rope until the answer comes. And hold on, because the Lord will answer. He says in the 28th verse there of that 37th, he says, the righteous are in his hand. I just, you know, paraphrasing this, he says, the righteous are in his hand. Read that verse to me for me again, Paul. Will you do that? 28.
Yeah. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off.
Now you listen to this. He said the righteous are preserved forever, and they will never be cut off. But the wicked will be cut off. And we see something very interesting there. A lot of people say, well, you know, I'm in his hand, you know. I know that people say, well, how do I get plucked out of his hand? But he says in that scripture, we are preserved forever in his hand. He is going to protect you. The righteous will be protected. And if you yield your life to the Lord and you trust the Lord, he's going to preserve you forever and ever and ever. And, you know, the enemy may throw fiery darts at you every day, but I tell you what, those fiery darts are going to be quenched. Amen? By the shield that's around about you, the shield of protection that's there. Amen? You know, it's just, you go back to that place, you know, where he says, you know, to put on the whole armor of God. And that whole armor of God is the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. So what is that shield of faith? It is believing and trusting in the Lord and having that righteousness and walking with Him every day and trusting in Him. See, that's where it comes down to. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Do you trust in Him? If you're trusting in Him, you're not going to fret. You're not going to be anxious. You know, John 14:1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You know, in other words, in another scripture, another version, it says, let not your heart be anxious. You could put also, let not your heart be fretful. Don't let it be fretful. Don't let your heart be upset. You know, the Lord will help you if you will trust in Him. You just lift up the banner and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust in you today. I just believe there's people out there that you just need to turn your heart over to the Lord and say, yes, Lord. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you've never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior. And you're one of those people that have never, you know, looked to Jesus for anything. I just believe the Lord is able to come into your heart. And He wants to do that today. He wants to come into your heart. He wants you to turn your heart over to the Lord. He wants you to say, yes, Lord. You know, that's one of the things that He does. You know, in John 3:16, He says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now He says, for God so loved the world. That means that every one of us, no matter where you're at, around the world, whatever nation that you're in, whoever you are, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Buddhist, or whoever you may be, the Lord says that He is there for you. For God so loved each one of us, every individual. You've got to realize that He loved each one of us. And we're made in the image of Him. And each one of us are different. We are His handiwork. So, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now listen, that means every one of you, whosoever, oh, praise God, I just know that God will bless you. God will save you. God will bring you out of the molly grubs. He will bring you out. That's a good Okie saying, the molly grubs, you know. Anyway, that's my mom used to say that. Get out of the molly grubs, you know. Get out of that place of worrying, you know. I used to, you know, as a child, I can remember many times I used to frown all the time. And I didn't know why I was frowning, you know. But my mother used to say, you know, if you don't quit frowning, you're going to have permanent creases up there, you know, in my forehead and what have you. So I finally got to that place where I quit frowning, but I didn't know why that I would frown like that. But I was always worried and fretful about things until I got saved at 9 years old. And after 9 years old, I began to, you know, turn it over to the Lord. I begin to read the Word. I begin to pray. And my life just totally changed. I just believe that the Lord will come into your heart if you'll ask Him to do that today. Say, yes, Lord, I accept You as my Lord and Savior. I want to follow You. I know that You died upon that cross for my sins. And I ask You to forgive me of my sins right now. In the name of Jesus, and I thank You, Lord, for saving my soul in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just believe that, you know, if you've said those words, I believe the Lord has saved you and that Jesus will bless you. And if you start reading the Word, I believe that there is going to be a connection there. You're going to have that understanding of the Word. And the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you and direct you. And, you know, trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. He said if you'll do that, He will direct your path. He will direct every step. And you won't, you know, you may be going along this path. You know, it's the straight and narrow path. But you will not get close to the side and slip off of it, you know. Praise God. That's why He said He would protect us and He would keep us in His hand. Oh, glory to His name. In other words, if you know, I've thought of this, this saying, you know, if the devil was able to pluck you out of God's hand, he would do so, but he can't do it. He cannot pluck you out of the hand of God as long as you are faithful and that you're listening to the Word. You may say, well, you know, I slipped off. A lot of people say, you know, that are alcoholics and what have you. They say, well, I slipped. You know, I fell off the wagon. You know what? God is still able to lift you up and place you right back in the saddle and say, come on, ride this saddle. Ride this horse with me, and He will direct your steps today. Glory to His name. Don't be fretful. Don't let Him, you know, upset you. Don't let the old devil try to, you know, mess with your mind. I tell you what, I know that the battle of the mind is something that has always been a real challenge. And you need to say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to let the old devil get to my mind. That's why He told us, He says, put on the whole, you know, that whole armor of God. He wants you to put that helmet of salvation on. And if you do that, I just believe that God will bless you in Jesus' name, that He will keep your mind safe, that none of the fiery darts that are shooting at your mind, it will not penetrate. Anywhere, no way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to His name. You know, you may have challenges in your life. I know that many of us have challenges in our lives, and we worry about our children. We worry about our grandchildren, and we worry about our friends and neighbors. And He tells us not to worry about it. You know, just lift them up in prayer. And say, Lord, I commit them to You. I give each one of them to You right now, Lord. I will not hold anything in my own self. I will allow the Lord to carry the burden of that individual. I will give my children to you, Lord. I give my grandkids to you, Lord. I give my neighbors and my friends to you, Lord. I'm not going to worry about them, what they do. But I ask you, Holy Spirit, draw them in. In the name of Jesus, and I know that God will bless you if you'll do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. I know that God is able to do it. I just believe that God will do it right now in the name of Jesus. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. If you'll lean on the Lord, I tell you what, He will bless you. He will guide you. And you can trust in Him. Put your hand in the Lord's hand and let Him guide you through the fiery darts, through all the enemy. Oh, praise God. You may think, well, oh, I just can't handle any more of this. That's when He tells you, turn it over to the Lord. I know that the young people, you know, they are very fretful. A lot of them, they're fretful in their schoolwork. They get to that place where that they're fretful over, you know, not having any friends. And they get fretful because, maybe it's somebody that's bullying them. They get fretful if there's, a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. And, it's a teenage years is a tough time to grow up in. I know it is. I know that, you know, I grew up many years ago, but it wasn't near the difficulty that they have today. And all of the Facebook stuff and all of the things that people say, you know, they put, you know, these kids, they put all this stuff on Facebook and, you know, they feel like, you know, well, I can say this stuff, you know, because I don't have to face them. We basically faced each other and we talked to each other when I was kids, but they don't do that now. They do it on Facebook and they can say just about anything they want to about anybody or any individual, you know. And that's why a lot of these kids, they commit suicide because somebody said something to them or said something about them or really hurt their heart, hurt their feelings and what have you. And it's a shame that these kids are committing suicide. Every 22 seconds, I believe it is, somebody is committing suicide in America. And that's sad, really, when you think about it. Lord, help us. What is going on in America? It's one of the worst times in America for suicide. And I just know that God is able to minister to you. If you have that any inkling of any desire to commit suicide, the old devil's standing on your shoulder and saying, go commit suicide, take this or take that, and your problems will all be over with. No, they will not be over with. You will take those to the grave, and you just need to wake up and say, oh my, I want the Lord to come into my heart right now. I just, I stand in a gap for you right now. I know that there's kids out there that you just are really being fretful over the situations of life. Maybe it's a parent that's bothering you. Maybe it's a mom or dad that has got on your case and what have you. Maybe it's a friend or a teacher. I just know that God is able to help you through it if you just lean on Him. Lean on Him. And you heard that song, Lean on Jesus. I know that this song, you know, we used to sing it when I was a kid. Lean on Jesus. And if you lean on Jesus, that's what He wants you to do. Trust in the Lord and lean on Him. Oh, lean on Him today. Oh, young people, I just want you to come to the Lord and just take your burden to the Lord. Just start crying out to Jesus and say, Jesus, help me. I need you, Jesus. Don't keep it inside of you. Turn it over to the Lord. Get in a closet. I heard this testimony the other day. this couple went over to a house, and this young man had been, he was a young man, I don't know how old he was, 15, 16, 17, somewhere in that age. years, and he is always talking about committing suicide. And they went over to his house, and the parents asked him to come over, and they went around, and they prayed over the house. They prayed, they touched every wall. They took the broom and actually swept the old devil out of that house. And any of the old music and all of the stuff that the kid was listening to and what have you, this young man had actually wrote out on his computer all of the things that he was going to do as far as committing suicide and what have you. And after this couple went through and prayed with their parents and what have you, this young man was in his room, and he got to that place where that the Holy Spirit got to convicting him. He got in his closet, and to see, he got in the closet, and he started praying, and he started crying out to God with all of his heart. And he said, "If you're real, come into my heart, Lord." And the Lord Jesus come in and started filling him with the Holy Spirit. He began to speak in tongues. He began yelling and screaming and hollering. And the neighbors heard him. Nobody else in the house heard him. Not the parents or anybody heard this young man crying or screaming and hollering and praising God. But the neighbors did, and they called the police. And the policeman came, and you know, and he knocked on the door. And the young man ran to the door, and he said, "It's okay, it's okay. I'm not going to commit suicide," you know. And I guess evidently the policeman had come there before. And, you know, this young man had tried to commit suicide prior to that. But this time the young man was joyful and excited and praising God. And see, that's what can happen to you. If you're anxious and if you're upset and you feel like you're going to commit suicide, I pray for you right now. I pray that hedge of protection around about you. I plead the blood over you right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you cannot have that young person. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I just believe right now, if you just turn your heart over to the Lord and say, "Yes, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior," I just believe the Lord will bless you today. I believe the Lord will touch your heart and save you and turn your life around. I'll tell you what, this has been Dr. Ron Lester. I have an email address. If you want to email me, it's Ron, R-O-N-L-E-S-T-E-R, 45 at gmail.com. I have a website, ronlester.com. I have two books out. I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And The Day the Lights Went Out. And you can pick those up on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. You can pick them up on as an ebook or what have you. But I tell you what, VPN is a good place to make an investment. I just believe that God will bless you if you'll make that investment. Just go down to the bottom there of your computer or wherever you're at on your iPhone or what have you. There's a place there you can make a donation. It's good ground. It's good ground to plant seed in 2019. I just believe that God will bless you. Don't be anxious. Don't let the anxiety get up. Don't let this government thing get to you. I know that God is able to minister to you right now. And I claim the victory for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise God. God bless each one of you out there. And I know that God will bless you. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto his own understanding, to your own understanding. Amen. God will bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just praise God. I know that God will bless you. Trust in the Lord. Lean not unto your understanding. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will bless you and guide you and direct your path today. Trust in Jesus. Amen. Trust in God. And I know that God will bless you today.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening today. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Dr. Ron Lester today. And if you'd like more information about BPN Radio, just contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com. You can also visit us at bpnradio.com. Sure appreciate you listening today. Have a great day.